Joining us right now is Jennifer Combe, the CEO of the Community Foundation of the Florida Keys, where they are mounting a relief effort for the virus. And she joins us right now. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
You have a new fund, the Florida Keys Emergency Relief Fund. Tell us a little bit about this. Where's the money coming from? Where's it going?
Yes, we're energized to do whatever we can to help Keys residents affected by COVID-19. And immediately we've launched a fund, and your listeners can help us out by referring people. I know it's not for everybody, but who have the means to do so, to donate online to our new Florida Keys Emergency Relief Fund. And we have a website that explains it. It's the page is cffk.org/help, H-E-L-P.
Now, is this...
go ahead.
I was going to say, is this relief for people who have suffered from the virus, or is it for relief of people who are maybe out of work?
Most likely people who will be out of work and nonprofits who have been affected by canceled events. We're not going to be giving funds directly to individuals, but through nonprofits, through grants. And, you know, none of us really know exactly what this is going to look like, but we're going to be right away identifying greatest unmet needs as quickly as we can and giving the money out to nonprofits to make an impact on those affected by the virus.
And like you said, if people want to help out, and, you know, this is one of those times when the community does come together, but they're looking for ways they can donate. This is obviously one of the better ways, too.
Right. The website, cffk.org/help. And people that can't give, you know, it's all about neighbors, helping neighbors. Call and text people you know. Think about your ability to help others who are bored, isolated, lonely, just going through tough times, which there's likely going to be a lot of us.
Yeah, we're going to have to pull together in this one for sure, right?
Yeah. Yes. We're thinking it's going to be a lot different than what we did after Hurricane Irma because this has more global impact. You know, our community foundation received funds from other community foundations after Irma. The United Way got funds from other United Ways, and the Rotary Clubs got funds from other Rotary Clubs. But now with this being a global situation, people around the world are most likely going to be looking out for their own neighbors first.
Right. But you're right. It has the same kind of feel as we had with Irma, with people, you know, recognizing that they got to pull together to get through this.
Right. It sure does.
Yeah.
And we do have, we know that there's a lot of services in place. I was on a call with 25 nonprofits yesterday, and there is help out there for people that aren't working and need food. The Star of the Sea Community Kitchen in Key West is having the grab-and-go meals. You can learn more about that online. Monroe County Schools has a grab-and-go meals for kids and their families. And then the food pantries are, you know, open for business. Burton Memorial and Tavernier and CARE, which is K-A-I-R, and Marathon are fully operating. And there's no reason for people to be embarrassed if you need help right now.
Okay. And again, your website, cffk.org.
Yes, okay. And that page is /help is where you can find the fund. And our phone number is 292-1502.
Jennifer McComb is the CEO of the Community Foundation of the Florida Keys. Jennifer, thank you for joining us. Thank you for the work of the Community Foundation, too.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye now.